This is Tobias Bowne.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And we love comedy. Who doesn't like to laugh? My guest today in the Cambridge Conversation knows a thing or two about this subject and is here to tell us more. Local comedian Luke Anthony, welcome. Good morning to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. My first question for you is, when did you start in this difficult business of trying to make people laugh? Because it's a notoriously difficult job to do, isn't it?
Yes, it is very difficult. I mean, I first did a stand-up thing at the end of school years back and sort of put it to bed because it was I was a bit young at the time and it didn't seem like I didn't have any life experience to talk about. I couldn't talk about certain things or get laughs. So I put it to bed for many years and then I feared, I really feared dying on stage. But I don't like things I fear. So then I thought I need to get on stage and do this because I really want to do it.
Yeah.
But I need to face my fear. So I got up, went down a storm at a music open mic, and then did another one, completely died on stage.
Ooh.
Wasn't that bad, so I carried on doing it.
It's the sort of thing that I personally would fear, because if you stand on that stage and it's going well, it must feel great. The feeling of making people laugh, I'm sure, is wonderful. But to have the opposite and to know that your job is to try and make them laugh and actually it's not working must be quite a stressful feeling.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest ones is when... Because the first thing you do is an open mic... Right, and there's usually a music open mic, so people want to have a conversation and listen to music in the background. They're not really in the mood for a comedian. So when you go on there, you have to turn a music audience that now resent you because you're talking to them and want their attention and turn that. But when that goes really well, it's amazing.
Yes.
When it doesn't, you realise that the last time I did it, it went really well. So it's okay, because if I keep doing it, it will eventually get the right laugh.
So you've had experience of both types of responses, really?
Yeah, my partner's been with me at every single one of them,
right.
So she's always there to console me afterwards.
Does she do a lot of cheering?
She does,
as soon
and
as you
she
come
laughs
out.
when I freeze. If I once froze, I think it was my second gig, and she just laughed in the middle of it, and just everyone else then laughed, and then suddenly I got a laugh, not on my terms, but I definitely got a laugh, and I was like, I'll cut that. Edit that into a video later and get a laugh at one of the bad jokes.
Does she laugh even when she's heard the material before?
Yeah, because it's different every time.
That's different
slightly.
Every time.
Yeah, because the concepts are all there, but then you change things each time you do it, but purely because you sort of, if you record it, you're trying to work out where the laughs are, how I said that, and then kind of try to piece together this whole idea of this whole concept of your comedy, and it changes slightly each time you do it, and that's just purely because you get your gauge and reactions and everything.
So what sort of comedy do you do? Is it sort of observational comedy? Is it very political, satirical? What sort of style would you say you have?
So I'm one man, many moods, and this undying desire to share self-deprecating stories about funny experiences of myself. So it could be, it's generally kind of slightly deadpan in the way that it's very negative on myself. I'm very much the butt of the joke, but with a few sort of punchlines in there to lighten the mood, and it kind of has an arc across the whole. So I have, like, you know, it could be a 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute, an hour, but it will sort of just build as it goes, and it just ends up with this man really, really disliking himself, but then saying that everything is okay because we live in a politically correct world. So I'm not fat, I'm a metabolic overachiever. My eye is not lazy, it's just motivationally challenged, and it just sort of undoes everything I've done in the past,
yeah,
and that whole thing, and just says it's okay because we're all politically correct now, so it's fine.
So have you been performing locally for a little while then?
I started in 2018. I've been writing for a long time with it. I've been writing for many, many years, and it's very difficult to, I mean, you used to write like sort of like sketches and stuff, but it's hard to get like someone to film it. The easiest way to get out there and do it is to actually just get on stage and deliver what you're trying to write. And it started sort of the latter part last year, and I've just been trying to gig as much as possible. I've been to London, I did Healing Comedy Club, which is quite acclaimed. I've got Downstairs at the King's Head in London, which is very well acclaimed, and that's where a lot of famous comedians still go undercover to try out some material. So it's just started moving really quickly, and it's quite amazing. But The thing I love the most about it is everyone is so helpful, and they just want to help, and they want to elevate your career. Even all the comedians, you meet them, they get you on their comedy club, they get you on another comedy
club. That's good to hear.
It's just,
because it could be a cutthroat world where people are just trying to help themselves, but actually
yeah,
it sounds like it's the opposite from what you've experienced.
Yeah, and I think that nicely sort of bridges into... I set up a comedy club myself called the Bridge Comedy Club, and I spoke a bit about doing open mic nights, and I find it quite difficult to bridge the gap between open mic and like, you know, comedy audiences. So the Bridge is sort of works with Cambridge, obviously, and but it also works because it's bridging a gap that I found very difficult getting from open mic to like a focused comedy audience, and it gives many comedians a chance to, you know, to get their 5 minutes to perform to a comedy audience and really, really nail their, you know, their material.
Yeah, because you said for a comedian, the most valuable thing is having that stage time to practice in front of a live audience, isn't it?
Yeah, so I listen to quite a lot of comedy podcasts, you know, comedians talking themselves, and they say that one of the first things is get your 5 minute, your brilliant 5 minutes, then book yourself up so much that you have no space to breathe, and just keep doing that same set over and over again and just get that absolutely right. And once you've got that stage confidence, you can then play with the audience, then you can then start playing with the comedy and your improvisation and all of that sort of stuff. But you need to get that solid 5 minutes first to do that. And I think doing the comedy club is one, gives me a lot more stage time in the sense that I've got a platform myself, created an opportunity to do it, but also it gives those comedians that are also starting out to then do their 5 minutes and get that nailed. And but to sort of bring it to like an audience, we've also got headline acts who are well established and are doing really well to sort of finish off the shows and do that.
So where are these shows happening?
So the Boathouse Pub, there's a function room upstairs, and they're happening there. On the first one is Wednesday the 6th of February. That'll be at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 8 o'clock. That's free entry, and we'll probably kick off around 8:30 with the first act. So there's 12 footline acts and then two headline acts that are split into two halves. Have a short interview and yeah.
Nice. And you also mentioned when we initially chatted about you coming on that you'd need some help from potentially the Cambridge 105 radio listeners to help you to put the show together.
Yeah, so I've kept a couple of slots back, and there's two slots still available to perform at the show, and they're 2 5-minute slots, open slots. And all you need to do is get into touch with me with my email address, which is tbcc@lukeanthonycomedy.co.uk. That's Tango Bravo Charlie for anyone who can't see it on screen, and that's at lukeanthonycomedy.co.uk. And so if you email in, just give me a short bio of your experience, and then the first sort of two will get the slot. But then anyone else who's emailed as well doesn't get the slot for those ones will be put on a short list for the next week. And so, yeah, I just think it'd be really nice to get.
So it starts then, and will it run over a period of a few weeks, or what's the timeline of that?
It's going to be permanent until
the comedians run out.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Until everyone's performed, the audience is sick and tired of us, and they don't want to watch any more comedy. In which case, I'll probably set up a music open mic and get a whole new audience.
Yeah, it sounds great. I love the fact that you've sort of been inspired to do this off your own back as well. It sounds like a really exciting adventure for you, really, over the next couple of months.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, there's a few other great comedy clubs in Cambridge, the Corners Comedy Club, and there's the Lickaloft Diaries that's at the Darius as well. So there's lots of other opportunities too as well for comedians. But this is kind of just trying to bring them all together, put it to an audience, because everyone loves laughing, and I think laughter should be free, at that sort of level. And I just want to share that with people, and I do that in my stand-up, but particularly want to do it with getting so many people from different places to also perform to an audience.
That sounds great. All right, my last question then linked to that is, being a comedian, do you hate it as soon as when people find out you're a comedian, they expect you to be funny or they ask for a joke or something like that?
Yeah, particularly with my set, because if I do this negative self-deprecating set that is really funny on stage and in the right place, if I see someone I've it's been an audience, even if it's in Cambridge, I'm not famous at all, I've got a name, but if I do see someone, they say, oh, tell us a joke. I'm like, well, what? It's going to take a little time to build you up to the whole point of my thing. So, because I do storytelling comedy, it's very difficult to then just give you like a punchline, because I don't really do puns or any of that sort of stuff. I do storytellers that have an arc and get somewhere eventually.
All right, perfect. Well, we won't ask you for a joke. Instead, we will finish by saying that email address again. It's tbcc@lukeanthonycomedy.co.uk. Luke, thank you very much for coming in. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.